Avalanche report for Wednesday, the 25th of December 2024. The avalanche conditions are to some extent precarious. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. All day, above the treeline, we have a new snow problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, below 2,400 meter, we have a gliding snow problem. Especially in the aspects east to south to west. The large quantity of fresh snow and the extensive wind slabs are prone to triggering above the treeline. Even single winter sport participants can release avalanches, including dangerously large ones. The prevalence of avalanche-prone locations and likelihood of triggering will increase with altitude. The avalanche-prone locations are sometimes covered with new snow, difficult to recognize. Avalanches can in isolated cases penetrate near ground layers of the snowpack. This applies in particular above approximately 2,200 meters. On extremely steep sunny slopes, numerous small and medium-sized dry loose snow avalanches are to be expected as a consequence of solar radiation. Some small and medium-sized gliding avalanches are to be expected on steep grassy slopes. Areas with glide cracks are to be avoided. And now the snowpack. Over a wide area, 40 to 70 centimeters of snow has fallen since Saturday. The wind was strong at times. The various wind slabs have bonded poorly with each other and the old snowpack. Isolated avalanche-prone weak layers exist in the bottom section of the old snowpack above approximately 2,200 meters. The solar radiation will give rise as the day progresses to moistening of the snowpack on steep sunny slopes. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Thursday, the 26th of December 2024, indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.